This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
When you talk about that expression, somebody owes me, is that true with the Lord? Would you believe I've actually had people tell me right to my face, God owes me? Were they serious? Dead serious. Did they mean it? Absolutely meant it. God owes me. And it's one of the most shocking statements for anyone to make, because you're going to go home with the message today from the Gospel of Luke that God doesn't owe anybody anything. He doesn't owe anyone anything. Everything that we have from God is grace, it's mercy, it's simply a gift from His hand. And we need to remember that and to be reminded of that. So we're going to study a passage of Scripture that not only is controversial, get this, most of the commentaries don't give it much time. I actually have commentaries in my office that totally ignore it. They go from verse 6 of chapter 17 and they jump to verse 11. They don't even talk about it. Other commentaries give it a couple of lines or a paragraph, but we're going to give it a message because Jesus said these words for a reason. It's in Luke, the 17th chapter, exactly where I left off last week. Jesus is speaking and He says this in verse 7. Suppose one of you had a servant plowing or looking after the sheep. Would he say to the servant when he comes in from the field, come along now and sit down to eat? Would he not rather say, prepare my supper, get yourself ready, and wait on me while I eat and drink? After that, you may eat and drink. Would he thank the servant because he did what he was told to do? So you also, when you have done everything you were told to do, should say, we are unworthy or unprofitable servants. We have only done our duty. I think before we begin, you need to understand the system of the day, a system that was not endorsed by Jesus Christ, by the way. But it was the system nonetheless. People owned people. People didn't work for people. People owned people. Some of you say, well, I feel like people own me at the company. You may feel that, but people literally did that. And there was a system of master and servant that we don't appreciate today in our culture. We really don't. We don't have a sense of that, of being owned by people where you didn't do anything without permission. You worked for the master all day and then you worked some more into the night. And you were at their beck and call. You did whatever they asked you to do. And that's the system that Jesus' ministry was in. May I tell you a little secret? I can't prove this, but I have a feeling that this passage was directed particularly at a group of people known as the Pharisees. Who were the Pharisees? The Pharisees were a religious sect in the Jewish system who were thought of themselves very highly. They thought they were the creme de la creme. They thought they were the spiritual of the spiritual. They had a very self-important attitude about themselves and self-exaggerated, and they thought of themselves as God's special people among God's special people. And I think, personally, these words were directed at the Pharisees who thought of themselves more highly than other people. And Jesus was saying, you're a servant. You're a servant. I want to share with you a quote. I don't usually do this where I quote somebody else directly like a commentator, but it's so good. I want to read to you from Paul Butler's commentary on the Gospel of Luke. God owns us outright. We are His by right of creation. We are doubly His by redemptive grace. He doesn't owe us anything. We owe Him everything and more.
And we'll continue with Paul Butler's comment tomorrow on Cross Hope. That's crosshope.org. One word, crosshope.org. God bless. You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.